Penguin Random House Audio presents The Party Upstairs by Lee Connell. Read for you by Sophie Amos. Morning. 1. The Intruder. It was still dark out when Martin and his daughter Ruby sat down on opposite sides of the living room floor, closed their eyes, and tried to forget each other. Ruby, 24, had moved back home only a week ago, and this was the first time she had agreed to meditate with her father. But instead of being present with his inhalations and exhalations, Martin found himself leaping into the future, stupidly hopeful that after they'd finished meditating, Ruby would hug him and say she could already feel her sense of wonder swelling and her anxiety ebbing and her inner light glowing more numinous. And oh, even though her dad was just a building super, he was smarter than any of her college professors. He was the smartest guy she knew, and she was so grateful to him. An embarrassingly needy fantasy. Martin's job often involved trafficking in the small embarrassments of others. In the last week alone, the corporate lawyer in 4D had called screaming with fear about a water bug in the hallway. The financial analyst in 9A had called about her tampon-clogged toilet. The hedge fund portfolio manager in 6C had admitted he had drunkenly tossed his keys on the subway tracks. But he still never felt fully prepared for how humiliating his own thoughts could be, especially when they revealed his desire for the approval of his daughter. Anyway...